This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
The councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Ron Guide in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt that perhaps you know now on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
In retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
Just run and scare.
In 1976, Flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
Colby has been missing since April 27. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28.
He's missing and presumed drowned after the parachute.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Shots. What is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
What they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries, create an international community, and in time bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he funded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone.
Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
We have got to fight, stand up. It's not going to be easy.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Liberals now are all over the news.
They're the newest, biggest group buying guns, saying I'm preparing for civil war with the right wingers. Thank God you just joined us and didn't know it. The Second Amendment is for a tyrannical government.
Stand up and tell them to do our order. You can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom.
But we are looking.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Something special happened at the pro-abortion, pro-death rally over Los Angeles yesterday. My good buddy Eddie Bravo was walking out of his main headquarters in Planet Dojo and caught footage of it. You know who did it? They don't want the credit, but took five airplanes at high altitude to spray in giant letters over Los Angeles. This was huge. Alex Jones was right. Got picked up by international media. Here's the video.
Right. Why am I not videoing this?
That is crazy how they're doing that.
It's pretty wild.
That's pretty amazing. Never seen that before, have you?
No, not that way.
Yeah, me either.
It's not the aerial.
Planet headquarters, locked down.
They're going in a circle. So
Alex Jones. Like,
that was right.
This was not normal skywriting. This was done spectacularly. If you're a radio listener and want to see the video, we're going to post it under the live show feed broadcast for today. And I got busy. I didn't write today's show headline. Let's see what the great Ben, the writer, came up with. Let's put the live show feed up there as we enter the second hour. Great Reset now in overdrive as MSM amplifies fake mass shooting narratives and a real food crisis looms. Well, that's an interesting headline. Pretty good headline. I think I'm going to rewrite it during the next break because I would say provocateur mass shooting. But regardless, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2022. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we're taking your phone calls here today. But here's El American and many other publications and TV programs that picked up what the great folks did yesterday. They do not want any credit, so we are not going to give them any credit for that, but we really appreciate that fine work, because Alex Jones was right, has become the maxim of, I don't buy the system's bull, I don't buy the propaganda, I don't believe MSM. It is how you really piss in their Cheerios. Alex Jones is right. Whether you do it in cyberspace or whether you do it in creative ways, the third dimension, we salute everyone out there that is doing it. All right, let me hit a few news stories here, and then we're going to open the phones up with all these callers and go to your phone calls. Democrats are in some serious trouble. New NBC poll, 75% of Americans say country is on the wrong track under Joe Biden. You mean under the New World Order. NBC's Chuck Todd, Democrats are in some serious trouble in the midterms. Well, what are they banking on? They're banking on imminent, they told us, white supremacist mass shootings. And then it turns out the system knew that it was imminent and did absolutely nothing to stop it, just like the Broward County shooting we saw a few years ago. Buffalo shooting suspect Peyton Gendron's parents interviewed by feds. And they were talking to the feds and the state police before. He'd been flagged as a troubled for threatening to shoot up the school just last year. So we're going to take your calls on this subject and so much more. We haven't gotten to the Russian news and Ukraine news. We haven't gotten to the UN World Treaty news to take over our health care. That will all happen. And in studio, the great Sean Stone will be joining us as well today. But right now, let's go to these calls in the order that they've been received. Let's talk to Mike in Buffalo, New York, where this tragic event took place. It's now being used to demonize not just the Second, but the First Amendment as well. Truly disgraceful to see the ghoul Biden rushing to the scene when he ignored Kenosha, when he should have gone to both scenes. Both events are tragic and wrong and evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Info Warrior since 2006. Appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you, brother.
Pretty much this happened about 17 minutes from where I live. Walls are closing in. I wanted to know your opinion on what would it look like if they really tried to grab the guns before the election. Like, who would be on whose side? What would start this off?
Well, that would cause a civil war, and then the deep state would trigger patriot attacks they ran against illegitimate targets of women and children to demonize the pro-gun crowd as terrorists. That would trigger a civil war, which would take down the country, which is the globalist plan. The left thinks they're about to take over and run everything, but they're actually about to destroy the whole country.
Okay. Oh, just hold on. Like, okay. Would they go after registered gun owners first? How would that look like? Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure. What they would do first is raid a bunch of people they know made ghost guns, pick out a group of extremists they've already been tracking, and then have a bunch of standoffs, and then use that as the backdrop for bombings of federal buildings and other facilities that they would carry out themselves and blame on us. So there would be a buildup. They wouldn't come right out with gun confiscation. It would be limited provocations to then trigger violence to hopefully suck the general public into a larger fight. And you'll see a bunch of racial attacks mixed into it to make the backdrop racial, so that anybody that's a Republican, anybody that's a populist, anybody that's pro-gun, anybody that's pro-free speech is a terrorist. That's how all the pre-programming has worked, so we know exactly how it'll work.
I mean, time frame-wise, from here until the election, from here to November, could they possibly, or any time after? You know what I mean?
Well, I know exactly what you mean. That's why I've been on the show every day for several years saying they're going to run. For a year and a half since Biden stole the election, they're going to run on domestic terrorism and saying it's white supremacism and tying to the First and Second Amendment. That's all the pre-programming. So we're now entering exactly what we predicted.
Yep, gotcha. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. What do you think, Mike?
I mean, exactly what you said. I mean, there's so many questions that I have because I understand that you're public enemy number one and you're going to get scrutinized and they wanted you to lead the next revolution civil war, so I know it's a very hairy subject for you. But this is really gonna kick off. And the shooting 17 minutes away from me, really, like, walls are closing in. They could try anything, and this gun grab is a very realer and realer possibility. That's all.
Exactly. And again, the gun grab is meant to trigger the next level of the destabilization. And people think COVID lockdowns and all that garbage was bad. Imagine all sorts of violent events accelerating and then them giving it a racial backdrop. This is what they've been pre-programming and preparing and drilling into the public. It's why it's so easy to predict this is now happening. Thanks for the call. And they didn't have to go stage this. I don't know if they did. They've staged other stuff in the past. They may have. But the pre-programming, all whites are evil, all whites are terrorists, whites need to be exterminated, that is done as a backdrop so that mentally ill people, they statistically know they've got serious algorithms. And I mean, if I can predict stuff, you don't think the deep state can? They know that when they hype enough of this up and put enough pit bulls in the ring together, we're going to start killing each other. And then that's the backdrop for the end of the dollar, the imploded borders, their whole agenda. And then the globalists don't get the blame. The American people do. And that's why they got General Honoré and all of them setting up a civil war scenario on record, saying they're going to build it around listing pro-free speech, pro-medical freedom, and pro-gun, pro-self-defense people as terrorists. That has been the mantra they've had. It's the mantra I've had, saying it's coming with 176 days out. I mean, I said last week probably 10 times they're going to stage a mass shooting on a black grocery store or a church or a black university. I mean, those are the targets. That's how their mind works. I'm in their head. I know how they operate. And guaranteed this guy had been reached out to by the system. He was schizophrenic. He was told he was a secret soldier, probably managed by some militia group that was really FBI run, just like the Whitmer kidnapping. That's my speculation. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's how they would do it. And then they want, oh, we got a crazy schizophrenic, wants to shoot up a school, wears hazmat to school, he's got guns, let's just wind him up. Like Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, on record was CIA. That came out in the trial. CIA operation. And they set him up. Doesn't mean Theodore Kaczynski was a good guy. But that's how they work, folks. This is Mind Control 101. This is MK Ultra writ large. We'll go to break. Come back with more calls on the other side. Again, it is an act of total resistance during this critical time to spread the links to battleplan.news. Battleplan.news takes you to band.video.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now. This isn't rocket science. If your foreign multinational banks imploding the world economy for a design collapse, you're going to stir up every major group internally using sociology. So in Sri Lanka, they'll play one group off against each other, even though they're genetically the same people. Here in America, we got historic beefs and some bad things have been done to certain people. Play those up, divide everybody. This is very, very simple. And the system knows that. And they knew that this guy was planning to do this, and they let him do it. That's come out in the news. We're taking your phone calls right now, going to folks first in Buffalo. We're going to talk to Bob in Buffalo. Our hearts go out to poor, innocent, the first two people he killed. I've seen the raw footage. We're not going to air it here. He live streamed it on Twitch. We don't blame Twitch. Somebody can call up on a telephone and stream something on Zoom. You don't blame AT&T. You don't blame the company that owns Zoom. They blamed a few years ago when a guy went in and shot up and killed some people at a synagogue. He just said, I'm about to go shoot people 5 minutes before on Gab. How was that Gab's fault? It's a communication system. But notice since it's Twitch and that's establishment, they're not blaming Twitch. They're blaming everybody who has free speech, saying you've got to lose your speech and your guns because of this, while they're literally flooding weapons to the Azov Battalion Nazis in Ukraine. This is all extremely, extremely transparent. So we're taking your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this. Bob in Buffalo. Bob, what's your take on the situation?
How you doing, Alex? All blessings, brother.
God bless you.
Sad time in the city right now. So I'm watching this unfold Saturday, and I could smell the false flag after living in Vegas during the strip shooting with that masquerade. I've never seen so many politicians show up to a live crime scene as the bodies were still laying out there. So I you know, it's just crazy. I just never seen anything like this. I just see the gates of hell opened up right now, brother. And we all just need to plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, over this city, over this world right now.
Amen to that, brother. So tell us, you live in Buffalo, you see it happening. Go over what you were thinking at the time.
Well, my wife works for Tops, but not that particular one. She works about 20 minutes from there.
Wow, so this kid really close to home. Wow.
Oh, very close. You know, I plead the blood of Jesus over my family every day. So, you know, in the times we live in right now, that's all we really have.
Amen.
For protection, you know, so.
Amen.
She calls me, flipping out. I really wasn't paying attention to nothing yet on Saturday. Turn it on. I start watching it. I start seeing the mayor show up, and all these politicians showing up right away. I mean, it's still an active crime scene. And then I'm just like, man, something don't smell right, you know. I'm telling my wife, I'm telling her everything. I'm like, then when it comes out about this guy, I'm like, programmed right away, like something ain't right. You know, as much as he knew about that area and not lived here, I just, nothing smelled right. And then I started thinking back to everything that happened in Vegas during the time. I'm watching it unfold now, all the money pouring in, everything. And it's just like you see these events, and it's the same thing over and over again.
And, man, I'm glad you brought up Vegas. I wouldn't have thought of that. Biggest mass shooting in U.S. history. And when it came out that it was connected to the CIA in Saudi Arabia, they shut that down right away, didn't they? No coverage.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, you don't hear nothing about that anymore. And that was one of the biggest mass shootings ever in Nevada. So, I mean, I just see the same blueprint. It's a little. It could have been a lot worse. You know, I mean, it could have been a lot worse Saturday. But you know,
do you imagine the mind control to walk up to a woman, black, white, doesn't matter, and shoot a woman you don't even know, loading groceries? The first two women he killed were loading groceries in their car. Imagine the type of demon possession this creature was under. So I just
18 years old. I mean, I don't even see enough time for somebody to get that evil. That's how evil the times are right now. You know, to think that 18 years of his life and he could just go out. I mean, it's total mind control. Right? To me, there ain't nothing else. I mean, I'm wondering if he took the shot. You know, I mean.
Oh, I'm sure he did. He wore hazmat suits to school. Was all obsessed with it. We got that on screen. Well, sir, I'm really glad that. You're praying, and I'm praying with you, and I'm so sorry this happened, and I couldn't imagine, you know, what it's like to have your wife work there and what you're going through, so give her my best, and let's just come together and not give them what they want. Let's love each other, all right? I promise you that I love everybody, and I love you, and I know you love me, and we're going to beat this together, brother.
Continue to carry that cross, brother. We love you, man.
Love you, too. It's going to get a lot worse, folks. I mean, it's going to get bad, and they're going to have some more white supremacists go out and do this. You know what's going to happen. They're going to have some crazy brainwashed black people do the same damn thing. And they're going to sit here and play us all off against each other. While they rape everybody and cut our power off and inflate everything and screw us. That's what pisses me off is the globalists are the enemy. They're on record. We don't have baby formula. And they've got some crazy person. They knew was going to do this. And they let them do it again. We exposed that at Parkland, and they said that I said the shooting didn't happen, a damn lie. Then I had students on that talked about how he was threatening to kill everybody and how they protected him, and they said, oh, Jones had fake people on. What they accused me of saying about them. Woo! Pisses me off, man. You know it's going to get a lot worse. That's why we got to, like Bob said, we got to get right with God. Because remember, while we're talking about these poor 10 people that died, and others fight with their lives, they are starving the people to death by the tens of millions right now of every race, color, and creed, but particularly black. And if you don't care about those people being starved to death in Africa, God's not going to recognize you. So people better get that through their heads. And I'm not bitching at my audience. I just know people are like, well, there are too many third world people. Okay, well, there's too many us then, isn't there? If we don't hang together, we hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And until we figure that out, we don't have a hope in hell. But the minute we figure that out, everything's going to be clear skies like we come out of a storm in a ship. But until we get that right, we don't have a hope in hell. I'm not going to cut other callers off. So we're going to break in 2 minutes. Thank you, Bob. And then we're going to go to Angela. And we're going to go to Minuteman and John and Charles and Wade and Thomas and Matt and so many others here today. But people ask, you know... People started grabbing clips Saturday on Twitter of me saying they're going to shoot up a black grocery store with a white supremacist, and they were mad at me on Twitter. I saw the comments like, how dare him say so soon at stage? Those were clips a year and a half, a year ago, and last week. I didn't say that today. I said it before it happened. Because I know how the globalists operate. I know who they wind up, and I know what they do. Folks, do you hear me? Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, worked for the CIA. It came out in court. The CIA was running him on record. L.A. Times in the damn court transcripts. Type in Theodore Kaczynski, CIA. And he wasn't just CIA. He was in, wait for it, guess what he was in. We intro'd this segment with Mind Control with Bob Marley's son. M.K. Ultra. MK Ultra. And the shooting in Colorado with the Joker. His dad runs the major government mind control operation on record. Can't make that up. Buffalo suspect had previously threatened school shooting report. Yep. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars has made history.
You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Black Guns Matter.
Something has to change from the bottom to the top, because they're not going to do nothing. We got to do something, because this is ridiculous. I feel bad for the people that was in there.
go back to your phone calls now. We're going to talk to a caller in Florida. We're going to talk to Angela. Angela, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
I mean, it's all happening. I can see the next part of their plan. It's disgusting.
It's very disgusting. I actually have dreams about it and stuff, Alex, and sometimes my days get real hard because of everything that I see.
Everybody's having those dreams, and be glad you're having those. People that are connected to God are having them, because the quickening's here. Big decisions are going down right now.
Oh, I'm telling you, and when yesterday when I was seeing those news reports and I'm watching, you know, and trying to pay attention, and I just got this anger over me, you know. Why are they releasing their MK Ultra on us? That's what they're doing. These are children that were stolen, that the government stole. They stole these children. They put them through MK Ultra. They raped them. They beat them over and over again. And now they're handing them guns and they're releasing them.
Well, that is what they do in MK Ultra. Is they torture and rape you for years, and then and it was designed to create assassins. That's the declassified program. Theodore Kaczynski was in it.
I don't need to see their documents. I see it in real life. I know what happened on Epstein Island because it was shown to me. I know what happened to that child on the border that doesn't have her voice because I saw it. I sit here and I see it, and I try to warn people. And my, you know, I don't have any family because, you know, with the cancer and all the other stuff that they've been doing to us, they've killed everybody. And my husband, he thinks I'm going crazy, and I'm telling him that he has to stand up and do something, fight, say something, write an email, do something, and he won't do it. So the line is drawn in the sand, and we're all going to have to either group together and push these people out because they're demons. I'm telling you, they're demons. I can see it in them.
I hear you, Angela, and we love you. We appreciate your call. Let's talk to somebody in Colorado. Let's talk to Thomas in Colorado. Thomas, go ahead.
How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to say that I grew up in an evangelical church household to the extent to where I actually witnessed Rodney Howard Brown and his brother preaching in Denver in the early 90s. He was known as the laughing preacher. And I have memories of record-breaking parties in the 80s where the subliminal messages were discovered in, you know, our influences of music and television. And I truly do believe that social media is a weapon that's being used with our kids and ourselves, where it's like watching a movie that has energy that's not good for us is traveling into our spirit, into our eyes, our ears, and our mind.
We're being bombarded by programming. There's no doubt that's going on. If you take a regular class at a regular college in marketing, it's all about subliminal garbage.
It is, and I'm shocked that nobody's, you know, really done any studies on the social media and the influences that the energy is getting to us, especially the kids. The kids are all absorbed with the interactions with their peers, and it's all through social media. That's why I really feel that these kids are the ones that we're seeing coming out and doing all of this evil behavior. And they're just as much as a victim as those that they are creating into victims themselves.
I mean, it's obvious this guy was whacked out of his brain, and they knew he was schizophrenic and did nothing. Bare minimum.
And we need to pray for him and pray for the victims and pray for all of our kids, because our kids are the ones that are being
That's right. The left doesn't care about millions of aborted kids. They don't care about euthanizing old people. They say there's too many of us, but they want us to take a shot, and they're really upset when 10 black people get killed. Well, I'm upset, but I know they're not upset. They were laughing. The governor of New York was so happy to blame her political enemies. It's so disgusting to seize on something like this and use it.
It really is. It's a big pre-programmed plan. You know, the blueprint of what is occurring in society right now has written, and it's in the good book. And if we would just take the time and read it on a daily basis, we would see what's happening next. I can tell you myself, I was a troubled child, and I did a lot of bad things and ended up in juvenile detention for a year. I actually turned 18 when I was in juvie. And looking back and reflecting on my life, I can tell you my behavior was absolutely influenced by the music I was listening to.
100%. I was the same way. I was the same way. And it was the culture. Because you're so impressionable as a child and you don't have a gaze. Thank God that God saved me. Thank you so much for the call, Thomas. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John on the Buffalo tragedy. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for talking about all this today and all that you've done, truly.
Thank you.
Because we need InfoWars. We truly do. Because outside of InfoWars and a few others that are out there, the mainstream media, as we know, will take it and will twist it and they'll warp it into demonizing white people, demonizing masculinity, and only help to further push the further divide in between.
Absolutely. That's what's going on. It's all divide and conquer to distract us while they destroy the border, the currency, launch World War III with the Russians. I mean, now they have congressional hearings and they go, we are at war with Russia. Maybe nuclear weapons are needed, and heavy arms are being shipped in. We're on the verge of a full-on war. We're already at war with Russia, and now they're going to distract us with these poor people that were killed. And again, what happened to them is terrible, but they're going to use that as the pretext to make themselves look like the good guys while they're the ones hurtling us into Armageddon.
I'd agree with that, absolutely. And I would also say that we shouldn't ever take our enemy for granted either. They're stronger than we may have doing. I mean, we not only do we have this Buffalo shooting, we also have Laguna Beach, California church shooting that happened, right? And then we're also bringing up Waukesha.
That's my biggest concern is this is going to trigger mentally ill people to go out and copy what they saw. That's what mind control is through the media.
Yeah, another thing is, it's not just that government programs that have turned these out. There are going to be ones that are unique that may not have anything to do with that they now get to take and use for granted. Not for granted, but to...
Oh, 100%. We got 350 million drugged out, whacked out people, half of them demon influenced, and who knows what's about to happen. I totally agree with you. They don't need to have classic mind control because the whole media and the whole culture is mind control. That's why the caller earlier, Bob, said, plead the blood of Jesus every day, in the morning and at night, pray over your family, and be right with God. That is the only protection we've got.
And that is key. Do get right with God. I mean, I know a lot of us, with everything that's going on, it has a way of beating you down and thinking that it may not all be worth it.
But in the end, the devil loses, brother. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. That's right. So,
all right. Thank you, John. Thank you for the call. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and talk to Minuteman, Wade, Dean, Matt, Charles, and everybody else ahead of Sean Stone in studio with us today. Filmmaker, Oliver Stone's son, but a great political brain in his own right, and really has a lot of deep connections and research about what's happening in Ukraine. Predicted all of it in the book he's written. That is coming up here today. And I want to thank all the listeners and just remind you how special you are, that you care about the truth, that you're part of the tip of the spear. Tell everybody you know now about that local radio station you're listening to, that local TV station you're watching, or band.video or battleplan.news, because that's how we reach new people. When you do that, it is incredible. The enemy has sleepless nights worried about you spreading the word and raising the alarm. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Charge against the New World Order, and he's been doing it at a level nobody else has. But when he came out and blocked that $40 million of spending in Ukraine for this World War III with Russia, he put his life in a lot of danger. He's already been shot at. He's already had his ribs broken, his lungs punctured. We should be praying for Senator Rand Paul. Big article from his father, Ron Paul, on Infowars.com. Why did Rand Paul delay Washington's $400 billion Ukraine giveaway? Very important information. We pray for Senator Paul. And we place a hedge of protection on him in the name of Jesus. Believe me, he's in danger. Russian ruble near five-year highs versus euro stocks up. That's Reuters. So financially, Russia's winning. Ukrainian President Zelensky to address World Economic Forum's Globalist Davos Summit. That's the Bilderberg Group. The bizarre unanimous dim support for the $400 million war package to Raytheon, the CIA, for Ukraine. Moscow says Finland, Sweden joining NATO would be a mistake with far-reaching implications. What's next? Former Russian president warns West self-harming sanctions mean collapse of U.S.-centric world, which is part of the globalist plan. Romania claims Eurovision challenged their vote to get first place to Ukraine. tennis star warns ban on Russian players sets bad precedent. Think so? That's just some of the news we've got. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls in the order that they have been received. Charles in Maryland. Go ahead, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
Hey, real quick, before I get to what I want to talk about with the Second Amendment, I was wearing my Beto Knox shirt yesterday. Got one great comment on it, you know, and a lot of eyeballs going to that shirt. Some people were, you know, got a couple smiles on people looking away. So we just got to make it aware that they're coming. They're coming for the guns, and we got to do everything we can to stop it. But so the main reason I was calling is Donald Trump is clearly controlled opposition. He is not with us. He is not on our side. You know, I suspected this strongly back in 2020 when he shut the economy down. He declared people non-essential. He was, Trump did not get bamboozled, okay? His supporters, we got bamboozled. That man is clearly not on our side. And we've got before the next election.
I know the average Trump supporter is really mad at Trump about the whole vaccine thing, and so am I, and I agree with you on that. We're dealing with Joe Biden right now and the whole New World Order. But, yeah, the phones are open. You can call and talk about Trump all day long. And now as he runs again, I mean, I have some serious problems. I like DeSantis more than him. My big point is I'm dealing with front and center the situation with Joe Biden and the New World Order.
I understand that. And the reality of the situation is nobody in Congress or in the government is coming to save us. Only Jesus is eventually going to come, and in the meantime, it's got to be up to us. It's got to be up to the people.
I totally agree with the statement that we can't just hope Trump's going to save us and that we ourselves have to speak out and not comply. Thank you, Charles. Great points. We're moving quick to take all the calls here. All right, up next, Matt in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Farming is a solution. Matt, tell us about it.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Welcome.
Alex, I want to talk today about getting the military on board. I feel like that there's a big following of people that follow Jocko Willick, Mike Glover, a lot of people like that, Andy Stump. And I'd like to see him on board, and I'd like to say to them, they need to say that Alex Jones is right. It's great that Joe Rogan thinks that. It's great that Eddie Bravo thinks that. But I want to see some of these military guys get rid of their bias and get on board with you.
Well, there's a big article by Paul Joseph Watson live right now on InfoWars.com with five airplanes it took across the city. This was not a small skywriting. We're talking up at like 25,000 feet. Alex Jones was right. We thank the group that did it. They don't want credit, but pretty amazing. And you're right. Saying Alex Jones is right is a litmus test to the system trying to shut everybody's speech down. And it's so important. And we do need all these other prominent bloggers and people to stop hiding from controversy and instead jump right into it.
Yes, I agree 100%, Alex. And, you know, this country has been fat and happy for a long time. And maybe this is inevitable. Maybe this is the, you know, some kind of not to use the globalist term, but a reset that we all needed to learn that we have to go back to God, family, and farming. And the cities are demonic hell holes. They take us away from our families, get us trapped into the electronic matrix, get us stuck into the banking system, the tax system, the grocery system at the grocery stores, and it takes all of our personal responsibility away. And until we fix that problem, I don't think that we can use the things our founding fathers gave us because we're not living the same life
We are. We're not. Thomas Jefferson said, only yeoman farmers and a nation of farmers can be free because they're independent. They run their own lives. You can't fool them easily. He wrote a lot of articles about it, a lot of letters about it. You're right. And the whole globalist plan is don't have babies naturally. Don't know how to grow your own food. Everything is about getting you domesticated, making you eat bugs and synthetic meat and drink sewage. You are so right. The answer is leaving the megacities and building our own communities. You, sir, are correct. God bless you. I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. All right, let's take another call here in the order they are received. Minuteman in Virginia. Minuteman, welcome.
Alex, how you doing, man?
I'm really upset about what's happening. I predicted they would do this, and it's all happening.
Exactly. I come bearing worse news. To follow up with the last caller and to basically say he's wishing, you know, the military, you know, personnel get involved. I'm in the National Guard. That's my name, Minuteman. And I just had drill this weekend and found out that the purge of the military, National Guard and Reserves, active duty is coming to full fruition, as you said. That I have the frag order on my Twitter page, and with the counseling statement, basically saying everyone that has a pending temporary exemption or medical exemption or religious exemption, they're getting kicked out come July 1st. Basically, they have to turn in all their gear, turn in all their equipment. They're not supposed to get. They're losing every bonus, losing all health care, losing their retirement. And losing everything, basically, unless they, you know, comply and get the shot. And
then I noticed, though, they put these graphics out in the U.S. and England, like a battery, saying you've always got a new shot every few months. It doesn't even protect you and makes you sick. But, again, it's designed to kick the good people out. That is so sad, my friend.
Exactly. And, again, to follow up about what's going on in Buffalo, my heart and everybody's heart goes out to what's going on with people in Buffalo. But, you know, I'm trying to get across that we, the military, the personnel that do care, that are listening to Alex Jones, that are listening to the not mainstream media, are, you know, have common sense, which common sense is dying anyway, but hopefully it's coming back to, you know, coming back. But it's just the fact that we do listen. We are the ones that are out there fighting and putting ourselves online. We're risking it all. I'm risking everything. I went through every step that they told me to do to get my medical exemption, which I did, and now it's temporary, and now the military, you know, they tell us all the time in the Army, hurry up and wait. They're just, you know, taking their sweet time. I'm losing my medical, my chance to get medical benefits when I get out.
Here's the good news. A lot of it is a bluff to get you to waive your rights. You know, they claimed all sorts of stuff. You can't fly on a plane if you're not given shots, all this. Now they're backing off that. There's a good chance they're going to back off. There's a good chance it's a bluff, Minuteman. But God bless you, and we really appreciate you. The critical race theory, the injections, it's all meant to run off the smart folks like Minuteman. All right, we're going to go to break. Dean and Wade and others will get to you, but Sean Stone's pulling up right now. He'll be here next hour. Got some important special reports we're about to air. And then we're going to come back and hit it all here today. I haven't hit the transgenderism news yet. Wait till you hear this. You think it's bad? Wait till we hit this. We'll cover this with Sean Stone coming up. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. I want to thank you all for your support. And I want to encourage you to realize that we are the tip of the spear. You funding us, you're part of the tip of the spear. Alpha Power is great for men, great for women as well, but it's designed for men. It's back in stock. Your stamina, your libido, your energy, it's 40% off. It's back in stock. And we're only running until Friday. X2 will go from 25% off to full price and then sold out. And Ultra 12 is 40% off. You can get both Ultra 12 and X2 together for 40% off. Those deals are about to end on Friday. So please keep us on air and get amazing products. You've got to experience these. Trust me. InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.